Welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was, who is, and who will come. Today is May 10th, the fifth Sunday of Easter, and the theme is Believe in God, Believe also in Jesus. I want to welcome all of you, and happy Mother's Day to all of you parents who are nurturing and taking care of children. May God be with you in this day, and I hope we have a beautiful day this Sunday. Many of you have called. It's been a pleasure to talk to some of you. And I know for both my side and your side, you're asking, how are things during this time when we're sheltering in place? And this is how bad it is in the Wenner family. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I decided that I would look up a recipe for a OTC oyster crackers that you can get in Pennsylvania, and the company has stopped making those oyster crackers, and I made a batch. I learned a valuable, valuable lesson. Y'all know I can't cook. When a recipe calls for unsalted butter, do not put as much salt in something as they call for. You can imagine how those oyster crackers turned out. And so I leave it to your imagination. Once again, I am not a cook, but that's how the Wenner family is doing in this time. We're amusing ourselves. So blessings to all of you, and all of you who have encountered some struggles. Blessings on you. We'll start with the pastoral prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Faithful and loving God, you sent Jesus to show us how much your heart yearns for us to know your grace and presence with us, no matter what may happen in our journey of faith. Like a faithful parent caring for us, nurturing us, and providing for us even when we don't recognize it. During this time of worship, send forth your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds to your loving ways, that we may know we have a place in your home and in your kingdom. Help us see that your ways are ways of truth and worthy of trust in you and in Jesus. Even in this day and in this place, we have assurance through Jesus that you hear the prayers of our hearts always. Especially we pray for our loved ones. Keep them, O Lord our God. Keep them in health and safety and in comfort within your care. We pray for all on the front lines, our healthcare workers, our emergency responders, those who have grocery stores. Be with them. Let them know how grateful we are that they are risking their lives for our safety and for our good. We pray for all who have lost their jobs or their businesses within our community. O Lord our God, be with them. Let them know, even in this time of financial problems, O Lord our God, strengthen them and give them wisdom. We also pray for those among us who feel constrained or emotionally distressed by this time and era. Especially we lift to you those who need comfort as they mourn their loved ones. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who would remind us of your promises that nothing in life or in death, things present nor things to come, or angels or demons within our lives, nor anything in all of creation, will ever be able to separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.